are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me. Last week, I talked about trusting the invisible, or actually, more accurately, I rambled on about trusting the invisible. But it's kind of stayed with me, and I want to add to it and talk about your supply will be given. Your supply will be given. One of my favorite writers from the metaphysical writers of the 1930s in America was Emmett Fox. And he has a daily devotional book that is called Around the Year with Emmett Fox. He also has a book called Diagrams for Living, Sermon on the Mount, but The Power of Positive Thinking. I love that one too. But in those, the Around the Year with Emmett Fox, July 3rd through July 5th are some of my favorite writings. And he talks about that when you're discontented, it's because you're not answering the call of your inner spirit. You're not answering the call of what I should be doing. And so what we do as human beings is we put, people, places, and things and everything else in that empty hole because we think that's going to fill it up. And it does for a minute. But, drugs, sex, rock and roll, Oreo cookies, Diet Coke, silver jewelry, a new BMW. I mean, all of that works for a minute. But then there's always that, and now what? So Emmett reminds us to follow that urge. That's a spiritual hunger. And we're to, it's that purpose. What am I supposed to be doing here? What is this urge that I'm feeling? And he reassures us that whatever we need for this heart's desire or this yearning, this longing, this I'm hunting for something feeling, we will be supplied with everything we need. And that's the part we don't trust. First of all, we get all embroiled with, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. What's my purpose here? And I don't know that, that we have a higher power that says, okay, I want you to be a doctor, lawyer, mathematician, whatever. I think it's use your gifts. Use what comes naturally. Use what is fun for you. Use what you can to make the place a better place. Everywhere you step, do you leave it better than it was? And maybe that's all we're supposed to be doing. Maybe we're supposed to be loving and doing that really well. But we will be supplied with whatever we need. And see, we are such emotional creatures as human beings that we think, if I have to give up this relationship that I really care about or may even call it love, but it hurts if I give it up, then somehow I think that that's my goal, or that's my mission, that's my purpose. And what if we would be supplied with everything we needed to do something, and that yearning or that longing would be taken away if it's not in our highest good? So, I know there are a lot of people who say you shouldn't pray for yourself, but I do. And the way I do it is like this. Sometimes I'll say, okay, Spirit, the great invisible oneness, this is what I think I want. And I just go on and say, I want this, I think I want this, I want to set the stage and arrange the lights, And then if this happens this way, I think it'll make it me happy. And then I leave this big however. However, if this thing that I keep yearning for is not in my highest good and in everyone else's highest good, then take it from me and take this yearning, this longing from me as well. See, our higher power is not going to say, no, you can't have it, and then you get to suffer because you know you can't have it. If it's not in our highest good, or it could be in our highest good, but not in the right timing. So if the answer is no, not right now, or no, forever and ever, you're not going to be left with that yearning. That's going to be taken from you. So, it's not going to be, okay, go over here and be Mother Teresa and work with these lepers and get over it if you have any problems with it. No, it'll be okay with you. It will, the whatever you're required, whatever is required of you or for the mission, you will be supplied with whatever's needed. Now, my problem is that I want the whole plan, and then I want a whole list of everything that a higher power is going to do for me. Problem is, it doesn't work that way. Sometimes you get only one tiny little hint at a time, but your supply will, in fact, be given to you. If you're having trouble with that, look at the times in your life. Look back in the past at the times in your life that you didn't think anything would work out, and yet it did. And so, it reminds me of that meme that I wrote, when one door closes, another opens. Ooh, that used to make me so mad. But when one door closes and another opens, sometimes it's hell in the hallway. So sometimes we have to wait, but we will be supplied and we will be taken care of. That I can guarantee you. Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful. I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.